Being a high-profile men's coach means that one of my jobs is to protect my clients from potential future disasters that I might be able to predict, from behavior patterns, from people in their lives that they're telling me about. Just overall being very cognizant and aware of what their current behavior patterns are leading them into. So this sometimes means letting them know in a very honest way when I feel a relationship is not going to work out for them, when they are playing more into their avoidant attachment styles or their hero syndrome than they are with actually liking someone or with someone actually liking them. Because there is really no greater detriment to a powerful man than the people in his inner circle who take advantage of him. And I take this part of my role very seriously and feel really honored that my clients trust me with my observation skills and my ability to predict outcomes. At the end of the day, my goal is always to see the best outcome for the client, whether they're a celebrity, a politician, a CEO of a company. I tell them like it is. I'm not trying to appease them because people appeasing them can be a detriment to their own health and become quite a liability. As much as it may be humbling, it's good to have someone on your side who's going to tell you the truth and be honest with you, tell you when you're fucking up. I feel very fortunate that I get to be that for my clients on a regular basis. Something that no one tells you about when you are deeply, deeply wounded and betrayed is that when you start dating again and when you're with somebody new, you no longer care. You were once really clingy and really a lover boy or girl and you really trusted someone. You have now flipped the tables to you do not trust anybody to the point where you are just automatically assuming they are betraying you and you do not give a fuck about their lies, their excuses. Like the second someone slips up, you're done. You're done and you leave without a trace. You're fucking ghost. Ghost, like we weren't even there, vanished. Vanished. People do not understand. If they have not been through something like this, they do not understand. We do not have time to waste. We do not have months, years, weeks, days, hours, minutes to waste. We do not give second chances. People who have not been betrayed so deeply do not understand that. Give them a second chance. You're being too harsh. You're judging based on the past. Yes, I am. Yes, I am judging based on the past, bitch. And I'm using it. I'm using that evidence so that I do not end up in hell again. I am not being traumatized again. You go through something like this, you become so emotionally non-reactive if you've done the work. You become emotionally non-reactive because you've just fought so hard in that previous relationship to defend yourself, to figure out what they're doing, to try to like work around the gaslighting and the manipulation that you just do not have a spare whisper of energy left to do it in a new relationship ever again. So if you sense an ounce of disrespect or red flag, you just accept that they are the way they are. You no longer try to change them or make excuses for them or love them despite. You only have the energy to love people as they are and to have them come correct. I know no one who's been through this disagrees with me. Let me know if I'm wrong in the comments, but this is really how I'm feeling right now. Silence is peace and peace is king, and we are not letting anybody disturb it. If you don't like me, you don't like me. That's fine. You want to cheat on me? Go ahead and cheat on me. I'm gone. I am gone. I already expected you to do that. I've already detached before we even got attached. So I'm sorry. The love comes after the actions over time. We're new people now. Peace.